Recorded Books presents The Girls of the Glimmer Factory by Jennifer Coburn. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. For those who perished in the Shoah. A note to listeners. Much of this novel takes place in the Theresienstadt ghetto, which the Nazis established for propaganda purposes. Opened in November 1941, the ghetto was set up in a former military fortress in the Czech village of Terezín, 60 kilometers north of Prague. As they plotted their genocidal plan known as the Final Solution, SS operatives knew they would need a model camp where they could film documentaries and invite Red Cross inspectors. 2 months before the Nazis codified the Final Solution, they began transporting Czech Jews to Theresienstadt, promising them it was a paradise settlement and Hitler's gift to the Jews. In reality, Theresienstadt was a ghetto where prisoners provided slave labor for the German war effort. They survived on starvation rations and lived in squalor. The ghetto also served as a way station to death camps in the east, primarily Auschwitz. Despite these conditions, a vibrant cultural life emerged. This is a testament to the resilience of artists, musicians, and intellectuals imprisoned at Theresienstadt. They could not help but create, and audiences flocked to witness the thousands of shows, concerts, and lectures offered by world-renowned artists, performers, and academics. To many, embracing joy was an act of resistance. Since the Nazis needed to showcase talent in their propaganda campaigns, they permitted these activities. In a time when anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial is rampant around the world, I want to be abundantly clear that Theresienstadt should never be regarded as not that bad. It was hell. Of the 155,000 prisoners who spent anywhere from a few days to several years at Theresienstadt, 88,000 were deported to death camps. 35,440 died of starvation and disease in the ghetto. The existence of beauty and art was a result of two things: the cynical needs of the Nazis and the sheer fortitude of the prisoners. Prologue. Berlin, October 1944. Four fashionable young brunettes huddled around a table in an immaculate dormitory room, playing bridge, chatting affably as a maid appeared with an enamel pot and refilled their coffee cups. The lady's hair was neatly rolled, and the eldest of the group had tied a cloth into a flirty bow atop her head. Another twisted her pearl necklace as she contemplated her next move, then laid down a card. A new servant approached, carrying a silver tray piled high with almond cookies. But the women declined with the lift of a palm or a polite shake of the head. "No, no, I'm watching my figure," their gestures said. In another quarter of the Dresden barracks at the Theresienstadt camp, a mother balanced a girl of about 6 or 7 years old on her lap as the two shared a rocking chair and flipped through a storybook. The child smiled at the fairy tale as her mother's T-strap high heels tapped the floor planks. A record spun on the gramophone beside them. A dozen men in yarmulkes gathered around a conference table, perusing papers in front of them, some squinting through their eyeglasses. At the head, a member of the Council of Jewish Elders lifted a finger. He paused to look at his dozen colleagues, then smiled broadly and moved his lips. Because this segment of the film was narrated, it was impossible to know what the old man said. But the others nodded in agreement, and one jotted notes with his fountain pen. The film narrator's resonant voice told viewers, "While the Jews sit in the Theresienstadt settlement with coffee and cake, German soldiers bear all the burdens of a terrible war, want, and deprivation to defend the homeland." In a darkened screening room at the Ministry for Public Enlightenment and Propaganda, the steady hum and crackle of the film projector was interrupted by Reichsminister Joseph Goebbels clearing his throat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?